So the whole sugya of Nadav and Aviyu is obviously, it's very clear from Chazal, deep sugya. So many interpretations of Chazal and trying to understand exactly what was the nekuda of Nadav and Aviyu. And the Ari HaKadosh writes, Shar Psukim, Parsha Shmini, Klalul Shel Davar, rule of thumb is, Al Yachshev Adam Taos Mufor Semes Kazeh, that one should not make a very obvious mistake. Shenadav aviu hikrivu eish zara mamish chas v'shalom, that they actually brought what the Torah says a foreign fire, meaning as simple as that. Ki misha hayu shkulim k'moish v'aron, because these two people who Chazal equate to the greatness of Moish and Aaron, v'amar kadosh baruch aleim, and Hashem says about them, b'kroivai ekadesh, about my holy ones, ein liyaches lehem tos gadol kazu, don't ascribe a great ta'us mistake like this, she'en li'achsa latina kedrat echa, which you wouldn't say even about a one-year-old child. So although the Torah simplifies the chet of Nadav Avihu, this was a chet which is beruma shel olam, which is why Chazal point to so many different inyanim, as Sfarim all say, it comes to show that we really don't understand. And then the Arizal goes on to explain the kesher to Nadav and Avihu and Adam HaRishon, you know, unbelievable things. So, Lefi Arkenu, as that Hakdama, let's try to understand, B'Siyata D'Shemayin, our level, what we can about Nadav and Aviyu. And first and foremost, one of what Chazal say is the reasons as to why they were Chayiv Misa was because they were Hoira Halacha B'Fnei Rabban, that they paskin Shaila in front of Moshe and Aaron. Secondly, that they would comment, Masa Yamusu Shnez Kenim Halolu V'Ani V'Yata Nanigas Hador. When will these elders already die and we're going to lead the people? Like, who says such things? How can we explain and understand these statements of Nadav and Avihu and the other explanations as to why they were nifter as well? Secondly, although that will be the central sugya in Mitzvah Hashem, just a few other points which are related. We find Nadav and Avihu in Parshas Toldos. There's a Medrash, which is called the Medrash Pliya, which says, on the Pasuk, Vayecharad Yitzchak Charada Gadol Ad Me'od, that when Yaakov came in, and then Esav came in, regarding the Bracha, so the Torah says that a tremendous fear and trembling came upon Yitzchak. And the Medrash explains, Kevin Shira'a Yitzchak Misas Nadav Avihu, when he saw the Misa Nadav Avihu, Miyad Vayecharad, that's why he had that Charada. Question is obvious, what does Nadav Avihu have to do with this whole Parsha, and befrat with Yitzchak? Furthermore, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, the Torah gives us the list of the Arayas. And at the end of Parshas Ha'arayas, the Torah throws in the Isser of Moilech. Very easy to miss, because Moilech is discussed again in Parshas Kedoshah. But the Torah tells us, after the list of Arayas, that there's an Isser of Moilech, which is what? Being makriv, a child to Avodah Zarah, by passing him either in the fire or through a fire. So what does Moilech have to do with this whole parsha? And lastly, for now, there's another Medrash, which is called the Medrash Pli in Parsha Shmini, that at the conclusion of Chanukah HaMishkan, the pasuk says, "Moshe, v'yom Moshe, zeh hadavar shetziv Hashem tasu v'yira alechem kavod Hashem." That Klai Yisrael were very anxious and hopeful to see the Shechina, and Moshe was telling them that with this, you will see the kavod of Hashem. And the Medrash explains that Moshe was making a very specific remark, and he was saying, "Oso yitzahara he'evir milavavchem, that yitzahara, remove from your hearts, v'ivdu es Hashem v'yira, and serve Hashem with fear." Who believe echad and with one heart, and then ve'ira lachem kavod Hashem. So, what does this have to do with Chanukah HaMishkan? Why do Chazal see in here in this remark of removing the Tzahara, serving Hashem with you, believe echad, and then you'll see the Shechina of Hashem? The Medrash tells us another reason why Nadav and Aviyu were nifter, and although it's not one of the commonly known ones, not mentioned in the Gemara, But it's actually Rashi ala Torah. Rashi in Parsha Shmos, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, tells us, Nistaklu v'hitzitzu v'neschayvu misa. That at the time of Matan Torah, that they gazed, that they looked at the Esh Alahar, the Shechina of Hashem, and in doing so, they were chayv misa. But then Rashi goes on to explain, according to the Medrash, Shelo ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu la'arbev simchas ha-Torah, that Hashem did not want to shter the simchas ha-Torah, the giving of Torah. V'him tim l'alav enevi, when he waited until Chanukas ha-Mishkan to kill them. And the same thing with the Zakenim. Because the Pasuk says that Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu, and the Shimon Zakenim went up the mountain. And Pasuk says, Vayechaz v'se lokim v'yuchle v'yishtu. That they looked, that they gazed as if they were eating and drinking. And the Zakenim were over in that also, but Hashem did not want to kill them at that time. So he waited until the parasha of the Misonim. And the Misonim was the fear of the Zakenim. As the Pasuk says, that they died be'esh Hashem. And this was the Esh Hashem which they looked up at the mountain. And this would explain, although Rashi doesn't say so explicitly, why it is that Nadav and Avihu as well died be'esh Hashem. Because the Esh Hashem which they saw on the mountain was the Esh Hashem which came upon the Mishkan, as the Ramban writes, very well known in the beginning of Parsha Shemais, that the whole sugya, the whole side of the Mishkan, is just a hemshech of Matan Torah. So whatever there was in Matan Torah existed as well in the Mishkan. That includes the Esh. So the Esh which consumed Nadav and Avihu, this is exactly the Esh that they were mistakel at Har Sinai. And it would seem that this is really the Shoresh. This Vayechzu es Elokim Vayechol Eshtu, Heitzitzu B'Shechina, like we explained once before about Hevel, going back to the Inyan of Kain and Hevel. What it means to look at the Esh Hashem and the consequences of that, of course Rashi says that it was delayed. But if they were allowed to continue to live, it's not mistaber that they walked away completely clean and unscathed by the fire. Why do we say that? Because there's a Marei Naim in Parshas Yisrael. The Marei Naim is based on Tikkuni Zohar. And he writes, Klalo de Milsa, the rule is, Shehayira hi kli shel Torah. Yira Shemayim is the vessel to receive Torah. Lachem tzarek shek tigdom la, therefore, Yira asa kodem asa chachmasa. In order to take Torah, one needs Yira. Ki eich yikach ha'esh b'li kli. How does one take fire without using a keli? V'lachem yesh kama loimdin. Therefore, there are many learners. Shebikim b'chol ha'shas, that they know the entire shas. Poskim rishonim and achronim. However, it says, the Marei Naim, u'kishahu b'lo yira, but if it lacks yira shemayim, ein a klum. And then he goes on to say, ki lekeach ha'esh b'li kli, because that means taking the fire, which is Torah, without a vessel. V'nisrafu. And it will cause a person to become burned. And his das as well will become burned. Ve'eino yachal avodas Hashem, he won't be able to serve Hashem. Ki nisrafu ha'moichin shaloi. Because, for lack of a better word, of course, it's not, this is not appropriate to say about Nadav and Avihu, but like fried your brains. That's the idea. Taking a fire without the keli causes sreifas ha'moichin. So Mameila, perhaps we could say about Nadav and Avihu, these are people who knew everything. And they were trying to be masig a certain hasagat Har Sinai, which is called taking the fire. But because they took the fire without yira, without the keli, without the vessel, they were later consumed mamish by that fire, but nisrifu hamoichin. It caused a sreifas hamoichin, that whatever they were able to have, whatever yashras haseicha which they had before, it was distorted. It was burned by the fire at Har Sinai. And this will perhaps help us explain why it is that there was a lack of judgment. They were lacking that era of coming close to the mountain, of knowing the gvul, knowing the atzeres as to how much to ascend onto that mountain, how close to come, to what to look at. And Memela, they said, Masa Yamuz is a Kenim Halalu. And they spoke in that way, and they were Maro Lechad Bifar Rabbam, because it goes back to this Sreifa Samech. Now let's continue this idea. We find by the Akedah that Hashem Yisbarach told Avram to Shechti Yitzchak. And usually in Torah and Limud, we have a Havamina and a Maskana. And of course, the Maskana in Niglas HaTorah is always better than the Havamina. But there's a Havamina Maskana. And as we always say, we have to understand the Maskana and we have to understand the Havamina. Because if it wasn't a good Havamina, then it wouldn't be mentioned. And helping us understand the Havamina will help us understand the Maskana as well. Let's go to the Parsha of the Akedah. Hashem Yisbarach tells Avram to Shech the Yitzhak. In the end, it doesn't happen. Would we say about that Tzivoy that that was a valid Havamina? Was there really a Havamina to Shech the Yitzhak? So the Gemara addresses this, as does the Medrash. The Gemara in the beginning of Tainus says that Yirmiyahu was giving Teichacha to the people of his generation, to those who served the Melech. And he said to them, Asher leitzivisi v'leidibarti v'leolsa alivi, that although they were pointing fingers towards Yiftach, who brought his daughter as a korban, and they were pointing to the Akedah, to the fact that Avraham put Yitzhak on the fire on the altar, of this Yirmiyahu warned them and told them, b'derech nevuah, v'leolsa alivi, ze Yitzhak, the Gemara dashens. As if to say, there was no Havamina to bring Yitzhak as a korban. It was only l'nisayon for Avraham Avinu, but it wasn't an actual Havamina. But they learned from there to bring children on the Mizbeach, because that's what Avraham did to Yitzhak. It could very well be that Nadav and Avihu, that they also misunderstood Parashas HaAkedah because of Nisrifu HaMeichin. Chazal tell us, it says so in the Pasuk, that there was an Oilas Tamid on Har Sinai. On the top of the mountain there was a Mizbeach. And the Oilas Tamid which we bring every day is Oilas Tamid HaSuba Har Sinai. It's brought as a Zecher, as a Hemshech of the Oilas Tamid which was brought on Har Sinai. Now of course Chazal tell us that the Oilas Tamid is a Zecher to Akedas Yitzchak. And it could therefore be that when they were looking at the top of the mountain, of which there was a zecher of the Oilas Tamid, and the Eish of the mountain was certainly shaykh to the Eish of the Mizbeach, that there was a tos in the inyan of the Oilas Tamid, which goes back to the parish of the Akedah. And perhaps this is the reason why they went lifnai v'liftim into the Kodesh Kadashim, to the makam of the Shnei Kruvim. Because the Svarim HaKadoshim explained that the Shnei Kruvim mean many things and define many relationships. One of those is Avraham and Yitzhak. V'ayelchu Shneihem Yachtav, the Torah says. B'derech Remez, we have two Kruvim. Kruv, Kruv. Two times Kruv is Gematria, Avraham, Yitzhak. And the Medrash says, in Pirkei De'Belazer Perek Lamed Aleph, when Avram placed that knife on the neck of Yitzhak, his neshama left him. And then the Medrash says, then a voice came out from between the Kruvim and told Avram Avinu, don't send your hand to the child. And at that time there was a Tchias Mason, and the nefesh of Yitzhak came back. But the Azhara to Avram by the Akedah, not the Shech Yitzchak, came from where? Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. And that's the place that Nadav and Avihu went into. And Lani Asnaiti, because they made a toos in the inyan of Akedah Yitzchak, in the same way that the Anshei HaMoilich did. That they thought it. That they would look at the inyan of the Akedah of Yitzchak, and that was a valid Havamina, of which the Navi though says, Le'olsa Alibi. There was never a Havamina. But they were mistaken in the inyan of Akedas Yitzhak, and they came to that mistake because of their Sreifas HaMeichin, and they went lifnai v'lifnim, perhaps even with the Kavana, that one would be Avram, one would be Yitzhak between the two of them, Keneged Shnei Kruvim, one of them would be Makriv the other one, and in that way, finally complete the Havamina of Akedas Yitzhak, which was not complete. As if that's what everything was hanging on. And Chazal explained, the Mefarshim, Bekarvasim lifnei Hashem v'yamusu, that they went in with so much kurva, with so much dvekas, with so much ahava. The lashon of the sefra is hoisifu ahava al ahava, that they added ahava on top of their ahava and went. Why was that a mistake? Because that moment in time did not call for the midah of ahava. It called for the midah of yira, to know your gvul, just like it called for the midah of yira by Har Sinai as well, to know your gvul. But they crossed that gvul and they were consumed by that fire. But the midah, which was called upon, was the midah of yira. With this, we can explain, going back to our question, Masa Yamusu Haru Halacha Bifnei Rabam, the Sreifas HaMeichem, which we explained. But we brought as well the Medrash Vayecherad Yitzhak Harada Gadola Admaod when he saw the Misa Nadav and Avihu. What's the Kesher? Because where else do we find the word Vayecherad in the Torah? Not just by Yitzhak, but by Har Sinai. The Torah says Vayecherad Hahar, that the mountain was shaking. Why was the mountain shaking? Teretz is because Rabbeinu Bechai learns that when the Torah tells us that Nadav and Avihu, when they looked, he tzitzu b'shechina on top of the mountain, this was in violation of what Moshe warned the people not to go on top of the mountain. He shamu lachem alois bahar unagoya bekatzeo kol hanagia boy moisumas. The reason why they were chayiv misa was because they were over on the Israel ascending the mountain. V'nafal mimenu rav. That if somebody would go onto the mountain and cross the wall, there would be a great tragedy. And Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tesvav Ben Alav says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was warned, when he warned the people, v'hakoyanim hanigashim, warned the Kohanim not to go onto the mountain, Gemara learns that talking about Nadav and Avihu. And they violated this according to Rabbeinu Bechai. So the reason why the Torah says vayecherad ahar, not that the people were trembling, but the mountain was trembling, because the mountain experienced, it felt that Nadav and Avihu were transgressing and trespassing on the violation of coming onto the mountain. So Mamela, there's vayecherad vayecherad, there's gzeira shava. So when Yitzhak saw the misa Nadav and Avihu, he understood that it would go back to the vayecherad ahar, to the hititu b'shechina, which took place on Har Sinai. But why Nadav and Avihu? Because they made a tawis in the Indian of Akedah Yitzhak. And that's why vayecherad Yitzhak. Yitzhak was afraid, and he trembled because he saw that there would be a tremendous tragedy which would come out of the Havamin of the Akedah. That they looked at the Akedah with Sreifas HaMeichin. And in fact, we even learn by the Akedah itself, it says that Avram Avinu, he prepared all alone, didn't ask any help in coming to the Akedah. Chazal say, why did Avram Avinu do it itself? Ahava mekalkelis as Ashura. Many times Ahava can distort the Yashras. And that's exactly what happened with Nadav and Avihu, that they observed the Akedah, and part of the Akedah is Ahava mekalkelis as Ashura, because they were hoisifu Ahava lava. It was makalkel Ashura. That's called Sreif HaSamaychen, not being able to see things with Yashras, and they went in lifnai b'lifnim, and they were Nisraf. But it all goes back to that, Sreif HaSamaychen. But Derech Remes, just as we said, Kruv Kruv, is Gematria Avam Yitzchak. We have here too, Vayecherad Vayecherad, and that's the same Gematria. Vayecherad Vayecherad, Kruv Kruv, Avram Yitzchak. That explains that Medrash for you. But we brought another Medrash. The Medrash says that in Parashat Shmini, at the Chanukah Samishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told the people, Zehad Luar Shatzib Hashem Tasu, Ve'ira Lechem Kvod Hashem. And the Medrash explains that he was warning them. He was telling them, O Seitzaru Haviru Milvachem, Ve'ivdu Es Hashem Be'yiru Uvalevachar, and then you will see the Kavod of Hashem. Why was that necessary there? Because immediately after that, the Torah tells us that Nadav and Avihu went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chanukah Samishkan. Now we can explain why it is Moshe Rabbeinu made a blanket statement of what? Ivdu es Hashem Be'yira. Because what he was saying is, be very careful. Don't be Moisef Ahava and Ava. It doesn't call now for Ava. It calls now for Yira. But because they were Moisef Ahava, they didn't hold on to Yira, which is the original mistake that they took the fire without the Keli, which is the Keli of Yira. Memela, that was their Be'yira. We could just add that we had mentioned that the root, that the shayrish of this member of the Moranayim is Tikkuni Zayar. And Tikkuni Zayar there says that a person who learns Torah without Yerushalayim, on him the Pasuk says, Nargun Mafrid Aluf. That he takes a hammer and he breaks Aluf. So, but there, as we can say, like the Svarim all say, that Aluf is a remnant of the letter Aleph. And we find in the Torah, Avihu is always spelled Avihu with an Aleph at the end. But when we write Avihu, it's always without Aleph. Perhaps it's a remnant to the Sinyan that because they went Lifnai v'Lifnim, they took the Eish without Keli. It was an Oiver on the Inyan of Nargan Mafid Aleph. Memegla, he lost the Aleph, and we spell Avihu with Chasar Aleph, although it's written with an Aleph. So we explained Masa Yamusu, Horlach Lifnai Rabban, the Medrash Pliya 1, and then the other one, Avihu without the Aleph. And as well, we find that the Medrash brings in Chupas Eliyahu Rabbah. It tells us that Of course, Yiftach, he brought his daughter as a korban, and the people in the times of Yirmiyahu were also bringing korbanos, the hainu moilech, that were bringing these children as sacrifices. And the Medrash explains that Elio Hanavi, who is Pinchas, lost his nevuah for 72 years. Why? Because he did not warn Yiftach. He did not intervene in stopping Yiftach from bringing his daughter as a korban. And perhaps based on that, we can explain. Because we know that the Arizal tells us that the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu were nis'aber in Pinchas. The Zohar says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Why are they called ben Aaron HaKohen if they were the children of ben Elazar? So the Zohar explains, they were Taka ben Elazar, but he was also ben Aaron. Why? Because since Nadav and Avihu were the sons of Aaron, and they came into Pinchas, so now Pinchas, who's Nadav and Avihu, is also called ben Aaron, mitzad Nadav and Avihu. The Ari explains that after this ma'isa of Pinchas, that he did not warn and stop Yiftach from doing what he did, not only did he lose his nevuah, but he lost the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu, which were inside of him. What's the shaykh is? Perhaps we can explain based on that, that the whole mistake of Nadav and Avihu goes back to the sugya of Le'olsa Alibi, the hafamin of the Akedah, which is exactly what Yiftach was learning from. But because he didn't, this was an opportunity for Nadav and Avihu, who were within Pinchas, to be mesaken that of virginal inyan, and he did not do so, and mele he lost the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu. In the beginning of the parasha, we see remnants to this. The parasha says, "Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron." It doesn't say "Acharei Mois Nadav and Avihu." It says "Shnei Bnei Aaron," because perhaps "Shnei Bnei Aaron" alludes to this, because "Shnei Bnei Aaron" is gematria loy alsa alibi, which is exactly the sugya of Gemara Darshan Ze Yitzchak. But this explains why Moilech is in the parasha. What does Moilech have to do with this? Moilech is the conclusion of the beginning of the parasha, which deals with "Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron." Because the whole source of Moilech comes from the faulty Havamina of the Akedah. Le'ol Salibi was never Havamina, it was only an Isayon. But because they looked at that as another Vinaviyu, Memela, the Torah mentions in conclusion the Parsha of Moilech as well. And we read this during Sfira Soimer, because Sfira Soimer means exactly knowing how to balance the Midas. When is Ahava called for, which is Chesed? When is Yira called for, which is Gevura? Understanding the Kalim. We're making Kalim to be able to take that fire of Har Sinai, that fire, that Eish ala Torah, of Torah, which will appear on Har Sinai. So we're building those Kalim in order to be able to receive the Torah, because without the Kalim, that's called Tzrefas HaMeichin, that's the Sharish of Melech, we should be Zeicha, to make good Kalim, and to be Yuri Shemaim, to be Zeicha, to be Mekabel Torah, on Har Sinai, Torah Chadash HaMi'i, to be Zeicha, 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 to